Right now, it's time to check in with Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Bill, good morning. Checking out the board here today. Looks like things pretty mixed so far this morning.
It sure is. Thanks, Brian. Yeah, it is a relatively mixed picture with a defensive bias kind of staring us in the face. Old crop corn up a fraction of a cent at 428 and three quarters. New crop up three quarters of a cent at 439 and a half. Old crop beans down 7 3/4 at 10 1/4, and November beans 10 16 3/4 down about 8 1/4. Mildly defensive tone there as well. Looking at the products, soybean oil down 43 at 31.97 a pound, and looking at the soybean meal, we're trading at 358.40. That's up about $1.20 a pound a ton. Sorry. Wheat market mildly defensive as well, down about 4 cents in the old crop, 2 cents in the new. Looking at the Kansas City wheat, it's down about 1 3/4. September trading at 559 1/4. Minneapolis wheat about 590, down 1 1/4. Looking at our hog market, mildly defensive, down about 85 cents, 75.07 a pound. In cattle market, down about 27 cents at 146.87. Feeders on the upside, probably inverse relationship to the corn early, 214.67 basis the August. Looks like the dollar market is a little bit stronger, and other currency markets, the euro is a little bit weaker. Looking at our interpretation of the markets, it appears that we're kind of in midstream in a corrective phase. We talked about this last week about a three-day correction or a three-week correction. It looks like we're midpoint in probably a three-week correction, looking for our wheat market for a little bit of leadership. But right this minute, mildly defensive. Thinking in crop conditions, looking at our corn crop, it's getting pollinated nicely. When we talk about removing variables of production, that's probably one of those notches that allows the trade to look at it and say, we're probably a little bit better than we were a while ago as far as getting things done, so they can take a little bit of the premium out. Our expectation in the broad strokes, however, is that the crop's probably more hindered than the trade realizes. The black box movement's probably going to be a little bit of a laggard, so we assume that we're probably going to see some more buying interest probably in the next week or 10 days. Also keep in mind, when we look at our the commitment of traders report, funds have moved from a short position to a net long position over the last several weeks, and we would expect that buying interest to continue, just with a little bit of a pause here. Beans to be in a similar state third week for the July reels. This weather forecast for the third week of July is going to reveal our first glimpse of August weather. Our determination right now is agronomically, we wanted to see what kind of activity is going on beneath the ground. What kind of roots do we have? What kind of disease pressure are we going to develop? So in the broad strokes, I think realistically, we're going to be evaluating that very, very closely, and that'll probably determine our upside prospects for beans. Other than that, not much new and exciting. We'll just look for a little bit of positive price action going forward. This is Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
All right, thanks. Bill, thanks a lot. Have yourself a great day.
You too.